Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey. I'm just like 2 minutes late. Y'all wouldn't like really wait on me this hard. Let's not act like I'm really, really late. So what's going on? I hope everybody has had a great week up until hump day. Tonight we have a very special guest. Y'all, he is going. We have none other than Brock from the Coke Boys. He will be on air tonight. A couple more guests that will be calling in. You guys are getting it big. You guys are getting it down and, you know, making these calls and calling me in and checking out the show. I really appreciate you guys for tuning in and making things happen. I'm so appreciative of you. So go ahead and start the show out with one of his sons, and I'll be right back.
Hold on, I'm too busy kicking to the quack, nigga.
We had two songs back to back, y'all. I have had a fabulous week. My book has been doing great. I have been in the top one. Well, I've broken the top 100, of course, so I'm still in the top 100. I have been fluctuating between 40-something and 21. I think that's the lowest that I've got, the highest that I've gotten on the chart with my book, Confession of a Mattress Actress. You know, I'm trying to get in the top 10, y'all, so I'm still pushing. We still promoting. And this is one of the greatest things that I have done to date is writing this series. And the thing with the series is that, you know, once you get it out and whatever money you spend, because I definitely have been working and spending money on my book before I even got the book deal. So you're going to still spend money, like no matter what. You still have to promote. You still have to do your part, right? You can't sit and let your destiny sit in somebody else's hand. And I bring that up to say that I see something on Facebook today saying that you have to get your spirit out of wanting. You can't want. You just speak it into existence, but you can't want. And maybe some people really think like this, right? And I just want to see people that are doing more than I'm doing that feel like that. Like you can't be, you can't like not be doing more than what I'm doing and things like that. But I really want to hear what you guys have to say. Like, do you not want? Do you feel like that's an issue for you to want? For me, while we're waiting on our guests to call in, for me, I'm going to want, right? Because if you want, then you're going to go and get it, right? And you have to push yourself in order to make it happen. You can't just say, I want this, but you do nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I'm just going to speak it into existence. So if you speak it into existence, then that means that you have to want it in order to be able to speak it into existence, right? Sometimes people say things and they just really don't get it up. Maybe they just don't say it the right way. But I can guarantee you that I want, right? I'm in an atmosphere of wanting, because as long as I want, I'm going to continue to go hard. There are a lot of people out here in this world that don't want, and they're content with their life. But you have to think of, you know, they don't want for nothing. They get up, they go to work, they go home. They smoke or whatever it is, and they okay. They don't want for nothing. You know, they got them some a woman that they set with, or a man they set with, and feel like, you know, they happy in their own circle, right? And so when I see people that have, you know, that don't have much, and they be so happy with each other, and they really feel love, right? But see, you have to find a balance, because when you are successful in this world, you don't get that same luxury. You don't, because odds are you're going to get with somebody that has the same hustle and drive as you. And if you get with somebody that has the same hustle and drive as you do, trust and believe. Y'all both going to be hustling. Y'all don't have time to be all extra. You really don't have that time to invest, because you hustling, you grinding. I can sit here and call out my schedule and you'll be like, how the hell do you do it? But I do it, and I make time for what I want to make time for. So trust and believe. The people that live and they don't have much and they are happy with where they live at, they're happy with the circle that they live in. Like, they're happy with their condition. They, you know, of course, everybody want to get rich. You know what I'm saying? You can say you want to hit the lottery. I mean, you could go play a scratch-off and hope that you win. But guess what? Nothing in life comes that easy that's worth having. That's why so many of these people that just go and they hit, they blow through the money, because you don't know how to keep money. This ain't my first time, you know, getting on my feet doing what I'm doing. I have learned from every other time on what not to do. And so, you know, there are a lot of times that you're going to fail until you get it right. People talk about Donald Trump and how many times he filed bankruptcy. But guess what? He's a billionaire right now. You're going to go through it several times. Look at Bill Gates. Look at all of the people that's rich. They all filed bankruptcy at one point in their life, because some people take longer to get it than others, but you got to fail, but you just got to keep going at it. Keep going at it. Never let anybody try to throw you under the bus about your hustle. You may stop for a second. As long as you get back up, then that's all that matters. So, people, you got to always want. In order to get where you got to get to, you got to want it. You know, I get up, I do this show because I want to. You know what I'm saying? And I like to talk, and I like to meet new people, et cetera, et cetera. I can't do this if I didn't want it. I can't do this. Like, I was sitting at home, going to work, coming home, cooking in a relationship, right? And guess what? That lame life, and I told him that lame life is not for me, because I want more out of life. And I can want all day, but if I'm not doing anything, I don't have purpose. And that's just the type of person I am. I have to have purpose in order to do something. So trust and believe. Like, in order, when you see people that are successful and people that have these things, and, you know, they out here, look, we want it, and we work hard to get it. So never let anybody tell you that you can't want, because you will still be content in the situation. You can speak it all day. My mama, God bless her dad, used to always say, I want a house, I want a house, I want a house. Now, she could never afford it. She wanted it, though. But guess what? I bought her her first house. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can want anything in the world, but until you, like, go out, you can speak anything in the world. I'm sorry. You can speak it into existence, but until you want it, you're not going to go out and get it. So just trust and believe. Like, never let nobody steer you wrong. You know, you see stuff, and you be like, oh, yeah, that sounds fine. That's right. And, you know, it really is. But, you know, let's go ahead and
It's that take a nigga bitch music. You hear me? I'm about to take your girl up through there, but I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here. Did somebody leave with your hoe? Picture booth, we taking all the photos. There's some niggas in this bitch, you ain't got no dough. Why the fuck you in the club if you gon' be on your phone? Why you got that dress on if you ain't gon' wear no thong? My nigga dabbing Molly up a 100 bills to the stone. Say you be on that Patron, we call that shit patting wrong. I'ma put a square bitch up on his rapper weed. I'ma turn her out and make her trap for me. Baby, turn around and make it clap for me. Now go on and break it down on my lap for me. I'm about to take that bitch up through there. I don't know her name, I call her Pooh Bear. Pull up trunk, knocking like who there? I'm popping bottles in this bitch like Happy New Year. I'm about to take your girl up through there. But I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. I bought my crew here. Up through there, we up through there. And we don't give a fuck, nigga, like who cares? Up through there, we up through there. And if you win this bitch, then holla, ooh yeah. Magic City, Monday, we up through there. ATL, my second home, I had to move there. College Park, East Point, I got a boot there. I'ma make her fuck me for some new hair. This gon' be the song when the spring and the summer. They want me to fall, hell no, that's a bummer. Set it up and low, so I gotta keep a tunnel. That shit made me wonder, I come from the jungle. Pour some liquor out for my homies. Rest in peace, the booger, the one and only. Turned up off that drink and she all on me. Gucci Mane, niggas tryna clone me. Coming out tonight and we up through there. G-Live on this crucial, we up through there. Blue flame, gold room, we up through there. And if you in this bitch, then holla, ooh yeah. I'm about to take your girl up through there. But I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here.
Ain't crying over no dick. making no noise. I don't fuck with no anybody, cause Mobile too small. Roll around them boss niggas, you roll around them law. Hate on, nigga, ain't on this shit. Hate on, nigga, fuck you and your clique. Hair on these fuck niggas, they won't show me no love. They mad cause I took over, they mad cause I'm above. They stunt none of these soul bitches, they need to get they life. I flatline, I diminish you, nigga, you ain't need my fight. They say I'm just fine, like I ain't really that nice. You the damn line, now bow down, don't make me say the shit twice. They say I'm just fine, like I ain't really that nice. You the damn line, now bow down, don't make me say the shit twice. You been chasing them hoes.
How many of y'all can relate to that? You've been chasing them. So this was a topic of discussion. I told y'all, I sit back and you can ask for the simplest thing in life for a man and you still can't get it because, you know, when you say, okay, this is simple. Let's not put no strain. I want to be with this person, you know, and you're not putting any strings on it. Say, I want to deal with this person. And you can make it as easy as a bond and they still gonna lie. So you just kind of be like, oh, whatever. That's the one thing that I can't stand. It's like, you can tell a person, hey, listen, just keep it funky with me. Keep it real. I got your back. You know, let's go from there. And they still lie. And it's like, you're a woman, we know. You have an intuition. So when a man take you up through there and drag you, it's because you allow him. You don't speak up on it. And then when you do, you still stay there. You see it's going a certain way. You have to show me, okay, this is going to be something completely different. And I see that she has questions about this or questions about that. You know? Let me see. We got a caller. Miss Lovely Black, who's on the line? Okay, I guess you just wanted to listen in. Huh?
It's Russell.
Oh, you called to listen in or you had a question?
I'm listening in.
Oh, okay, cool. So, like, I lost track of what I was saying, but people make it hard on themselves when all you have to do is be honest and keep it real. Right, and then in a man's head, he's like, I don't want to lose this person. I want to see where it's gonna go, but I got this situation. It's like, you know, keep it 100. And me and y'all know y'all don't do that, so we ain't gonna drag y'all too much tonight. But you have a lot of good women that just looking for honesty and loyalty, and then you know they don't understand. So we continue to be loyal to situations that we probably shouldn't be loyal to ourselves. As women, we guilty. Right? Because we already know when we get out here in the street and we start to look for somebody else. When we start to look at other people other than, you know, the person that we, you know, have been dealing with, we tend to compare everybody else to the person that we have been dealing with. And sometimes it can be right in our face, like, you know, hey, this is what we should be doing, but of course we don't do it because he already had it bad. Why mess that up and go with somebody else, right? That's all I'm saying. For me, I just want somebody to hustle with and get money with. And the key word to that is want, right? The conversation at the top of the hour. You have to want. Like, don't let nobody tell you that you cannot, like you shouldn't want. You know, you shouldn't be in the situation to want because you would stay in the situation. You would stay in the atmosphere of wanting. That's what you should do. Stay in the atmosphere of wanting until you are comfortable with yourself, right? You want a family? Get you a family. You want a house? Get you a house. You want a car? Get you a car. That's the only way you want, and you're going to keep adding to what it is that you're doing, right? You want to start your business because you want it. And you have to get yourself in the mind of going out, get what it is that you want. Because until you do that, you're going to be stuck in a mind frame where, you know, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to speak it. Well, then what you going to do about it? I don't know, you know. You got to be back to money because I'm with it.
Gina on the track. Fantastic. Let go. It's about money, I'm weak. It's about money, I'm weak. Anything I want, go get it. All the niggas run, go get it. Animals straight at the top. Haters, they want me to stop. Anything I want, go get it. It's about money, I'm weak. It's about money, I'm weak.
That's my go-getter anthem right there. Like when I'm finna leave and I know I'm super fly and I get in the car, that's the first song that I put on right there. I want to do a promotion to that song. I'm so bodied and everything that I got going on. And I'm like almost done with the first series. And right now, I just started writing the outline for the second series. So, you know, everything has been so major in my life, and it's just that I'm focused. I was having a problem at work, and, you know, it was really bothering me for, like, a couple days, and I was bringing it home in my mind. It was, like, toggling with my mind. And then I, you know, I prayed about it, and I just, like, let it go. And then the problem just started to solve itself. You know what I'm saying? So it's so much going on, and I try to remain focused and humble. Even though I'm single, I still try to, you know, stay busy until that person comes along, because I can't really look no more. I'm tired of the disappointment, and I'm tired of the mind games that people play, right? So I can want, I can speak it into existence, I can do everything that I'm supposed to do on my end, but people play games because most women play games, and so they just go with it. But y'all know I'm single and I'm looking. I got my eye on something, though. Now, I got my eye on this fella. You know, if you don't know me, then this will be new to you. But if you know me, you know I have a type, right? And I don't know why I just always end up with this type. But I really like tall, brown-skinned gentlemen, right? Long, you know, low haircut. It just... something I like. Something turns me on about a tall gentleman, especially somebody taller than me. You know, you should have to bend down to hug me, right? I'm a woman, you're a man, you're a king. I should, you know, be able to look up to my king. So I got my eye on something. Hopefully he get his mind right. Right now, you know, y'all, I don't know. It ain't even yet. But y'all should tell me what I need to do to make this work without issue. You know, let me know what I'm supposed to do. So we reached out to Brock. He is calling in now. You know, he's not just a nobody. He is actually a very busy man, but he said he's calling in. So I'm just really being patient, waiting on him to call in and do this interview on the show. If you want to come on to the show for an interview, if you want to get your music played, then send your music to, if I was you, I'd send it now, because better now than later. I'm just going to say that. And if you want to book me for an interview on your show or to be in a magazine, inquiries, the number 4, the new Miss Lovely Black at gmail.com. Somebody will reach back out to you. I do have a radio interview coming up on, if I'm not mistaken, it's the 28th or the 29th of this month. I will start promoting for that myself. I will be on a station in New York. And they're doing big things. So that's a good moment, right? I'm proud of that accomplishment that I have came across. And make sure you get my book if you have not already got my book. It's Confession of a Mattress Actress. That is on Amazon. I went exclusively with Amazon as far as distribution. It will be available in the library as well for the college people and the high school kids, even though high school kids shouldn't read it if you're below the age of 18. But it's on Amazon right now. Go look it up. Hard copy should be out tomorrow. Confessions of a Mattress Actress Part 2 is coming right behind that. Part 2 is done, actually. I'm feeling pretty much. It's going through the you know, the phases that it has to go through in order to be released to you guys. So I'm happy about that, and I'm ready, you know, to come with part 3. We have to put so much time between each part of what I have to go through. So, you know, I was supposed to have books in Books A Million, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. Well, I backed out of that portion of the distribution deal because when I sit back and I see people on Shark Tank and I see all these folks and they're like, you know, they take these offers just to get a name, right? And trust, you have a name, but you have fame before you have money. Granted, you get it. But you look at people like Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper actually did not take a distribution deal, and he hustled, and he put himself out there, and he didn't sign with a record label, not a distribution deal. You can get a distribution deal without being with a record label, right? You never should take something just because. You have to believe in yourself first, right? And if you don't believe in yourself, then who else is going to believe in you? Now, if you go hard as you can, then it don't work, of course, then you look at that. But for me, hard as I can means that if I were to put my book out and it went a whole year and it didn't sell anything, then I would look into a distribution deal with the major companies such as Walmart, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble. But now, it's basically like, to give you an idea, if I sold my book to them for if I sold my book for $10, out of $10, I would get like $1.13. And then I still have to break that down with whatever my publishing company gets plus me. So you really don't see any money for deals like that. That's why people put their books like way up there. You know, they're selling their books for $15 or $20, but you can only sell it for so much because guess what? When they put it in the store, they're going to. So it just really didn't make any sense for me to take on that distribution deal. So I backed out of it, rightfully so. That little money, I'm not going to miss it. You know, granted, yeah, people will see my books in a store, but I prefer to sell my books. So rock with me. If you want to purchase a hard copy, you can go through me or you can go through Amazon.com. And my Twitter is Miss Lovely Black, the number one. That's MizzLuvliBlack, and the number one. I'm on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black. And I am on Facebook, Lovely Black, LuvliBlack. Granted, I had to do different page names because Facebook, of course, was deleting my pages, and that's the name I got stuck with, just Lovely Black. Twitter's not going to give me enough characters to have the new Miss Lovely Black, and the new Miss Lovely Black is what I'm going for. The website is the new Miss Lovely Black. You know, everything is the new Miss Lovely Black. So, you know, I'm trying to transition all of the pages to that name. So work with me, and I'm getting there. Support and everything that you are doing to help me, you know, complete or help me, you know, reach my dreams, because this is so huge to me to look at the charts and see that out of thousands of authors and thousands of books that my book is 21 and 22, 23. Like, that's amazing to me. To be even in the top 50, that's really amazing. And, you know, it just came out, and so it's fresh, but that just means that people are purchasing this book, and you know, it's an amazing feeling, and I really, really appreciate it. That's just definitely one of the best things.
Feelings can't erase. My heart is at a pace. This a give or take, and this is not love. I thought that's what this was. Can't believe I fell for that. Nothing but a snake. And that's on everything. You told me to my face that my heart was safe. It would never break at all. But that shit, that was fake. You lied right to my face, and I just can't erase it all. But I just gotta face it. Cause ain't no need to fake it. But I just gotta face it. I just gotta face it. I just gotta face it all. Ain't no need to fake it. Ain't no need to fake it. Ain't no need to fake it. I just gotta face it.
Yep, another one of the songs that I love. She fine for real. And she doing her thing, man. She on YouTube. She has a channel. See all of her music. Even though the person that, you know, I was cool with the person that manages her. So, yeah, she does. So, the conversation for tonight is why do men lie? Like, you can have a good thing, have a down-ass chick, like, you know, hey, we already know she's a liar. So, that means you can't be trusted. And then you just really went in the man, and you just like that. Because he tell you, I'm sorry, I just got a message and y'all couldn't hear me. Like, just because he tells you, you know, oh, okay, I'm not doing something. You got a woman inside here that feel like, fuck, I'm stuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Or forget it. You know, I've been dealing with him, so I'm going to deal with his stuff. You have women that will actually sit here and honestly deal with a man and let him stay out all night, let him do whatever. But he know what he can and can't get away with. So he'll spend the night one night, then he won't come the next night. He'll answer the phone and talk to you a certain times of the day, but in certain times he won't, right? You like things like that, we see these. So we'll ask, like, why men lie? Like, especially when you're down and you got somebody that's open and like, okay, she might still deal with you on the side because y'all like it like that. That may make her work that much harder to get you. It's lying and not keeping it 100. So I'm not funny. So I'm getting texts while I'm talking. So what you have to understand is that we see what's going on. That's like, you know, you call his phone. He'll pick up the phone and talk to you. Then he'll tell you he's doing the same exact thing. And nothing else matters, but he won't pick up that phone. He'll text it. Y'all, for me, the biggest pet peeve is texting. Don't text me all day. Don't do it. They made up text. Text is something for me and that, okay, I can do me and still text on the phone, right? No. Women, we have to start making these men prove themselves. Because if they not proving themselves and we already know what we bring to the table and he know what we bring to the table, then he's going to continue to do what he do. That's out here in this situation, trust and believe, like stand your ground, don't look back, and it is what it is. Because if he really want to be with you and he really want to deal with you, you're going to know it. You're going to know when a man really want to deal with you. Because even though I work hard as hell, And I go to school, and I have two children, and they in my house, and I got the radio show, and the books, you know. I mean, I have a lot of business ventures going on. But guess what? When it's my time to sit down and mellow out, I want that somebody to chill with. So never, ever, ever think that a person does not have enough time for you, that he cannot chill with you, right? Yeah, fellas, I'm blowing up your spot. Never think that he don't have, if he working that hard, trust and believe me, which he's not, then you really don't need to be with him anyway. You want a hard-working man, but a man that's not going to take time out for you should not be the type of man that you want. And that's just that's straight up. So out of these women that are answering this question right now on Facebook, I see you guys. I'm getting to you next. I don't want to be the computer. So I'm coming. I see y'all chiming in. I just don't want to take the phone away from my face. for real. But anywho, never accept what your heart don't want to accept, right? So for me, I'm a realist with the situation. I understand that I am a queen. And guess what? A queen was not designed to be solo. You are supposed to be independent. You're supposed to make your own money. You're supposed to do everything that you need to do, but you are built for a king. You are of a king, right? So being that you are of a king, then you need a king to complete your situation. Don't get it twisted and don't start thinking, oh, I don't need a man, because you do. But you don't need to settle for a man. You don't need to settle for just to have somebody. And a lot of these people that's in these relationships, they settle and they go through hell and high water just to be in a relationship. They go through hell and high water just to be in a relationship. But they really don't. It really don't. It's not even worth it. It's really not what you have. It's not worth what you have to go through just to be in that relationship. So always and always and always be mindful of what you want. Right? Always be mindful of what you want. Put yourself first. Pay attention. We were born with a special gift. It's called a woman's intuition. It ain't gonna leave you wrong. Swear to God, it ain't. Just stay focused, and you'll get what you need. And I'll go to these Facebook responses in a few.
Yeah. So I gotta keep me some mask. I'm in the kitchen whipping nails. I gotta keep me some mask. Scales. Two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips, two on. I gotta keep me some mercy. I'm in the kitchen whipping nerves. I gotta keep me some mercy. Hardy muscle, I be flashed up. Scales, two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips, two on. I gotta keep me some mercy. I'm in the kitchen whipping nerves. I gotta keep me some mercy. Hardy muscle, I be flashed up. Shoe hanging from a telephone. Could dig the area for selling dope. Block hotter than a motherfucker. Like in the summer when I love the coat. I just been hypnotized. Stuck on the block and I seen selling snow. See my first cousin snort up the coat. Now she spin out the top smoking dope. That's El Amino right there. That's selling the dope in forever. That's El Amino right there. That's selling the dope in forever. I'm making plays through some bad weather. Long as the hood against shelter. Long as the hood against shelter. Long as the hood against shelter. I'm dipping and dabbing. Gucci belt on, I ain't got it fast. I don't mess with them hot status. Man, them little girl be rash. Retro and some joy socks. I put all my ones in the Jordan box. That medicine bottle filled up to the top. 20 for 10, make the block. 20 for 7, hustle. Overtime stupid, ain't trying to clock out. I'm flexing on them a mother. Feeling like Shaquille O'Neal, how I box out. 100 rounds on a yapper. If we got a problem, I can clear your house out. 100 rounds on a yapper. If we got a problem, I can clear your house out. Scales, two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips, two on. I gotta keep me some mercy. I'm in the kitchen whipping nerves. I gotta keep me some mercy. Hardy muscle, I be flashed up. Scales, two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips. I gotta keep me some mercy. I'm in the kitchen whipping nerves. I gotta keep me some mercy. All that muscle, why me flexed up. Hey, everybody, sack chase. Lame boy, mad, hey. Slapping, not licking, not raging. Big ol' block come from my scrape. I know they flexing like they owning me. Fake jewelry looking so cheap. Everywhere I go, they watching me. I promise, I think they the police. How about that with cab with no leash? Scratching that pack for the mercy. I'm trapping in a pair of Jordan 3, half suede, half leather. Damn right, I'm doing it better. Playboy, Hugh Hefner. Selling that crack on my skeleton. Run through that Pat Devin Helsing. I know they yapping, but I'm about that action. I don't say nothing, let the tools talk. Diamond dancing just like Michael Jackson. Got my pinky finger doing a moonwalk. Damn, I'm about to smash on your trigger. Then mess off and hit me a leg. In the kitchen, I'm working my ribs. On the corner, I'm working your trick. I swear I'm the magic like Goldie. Put your ass on my rollie. Put your ass on my rollie. I'm about to smash your.
The match off and hit me a leg. In the kitchen, I'm working my wrist. On the corner, I'm working your feet. Turn the magic like Goldie. I spent your rest on my rollie. I spent your rest on my rollie. Scales, two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips, two on. I gotta keep me some
merch.
I'm in the kitchen whipping air.
I
gotta keep me some merch. Hardy muscle, I be flexed up. Scales, two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips, two on. I gotta keep me some air. I'm in the kitchen whipping air.
I gotta
keep me some air. Hardy muscle, I be flexed up.
That's two of them. Two of them. That's how he got number two of them. Two of them. Yeah, I like that little song too. So, you know, on this station, we try to play independent artists, you know, to get, you know, their stuff out. And every week, we get more and more listeners. And, of course, we're getting all of the listeners that are still coming in from the other show. Of course, you know, we were on Listen to My Radio. We are no longer on Listen to My Radio. We are over here now. So make sure that you stay in tune with the situation.
Turn me up my head, ho. Look.
But if they fucking with you, nigga, I'ma bang with you. I'm from the hood, it's all good, I got my game up. That's why I got that check, nerf, yeah, he came up. I'm from Bankhead Coat, yeah, that Bankhead hoe. I show you niggas how I do, this how Bankhead go. Hot shit out the cockpit, pull up in that drop seat. That dump too low, that top roof, I come throughout the cockpit. Straight up out my destination, I'm busting your ass, no hesitation. Trying to fuck up my concentration, I'm making move while you contemplating. I grind real hard. The check though, what you wanna do to homie, asking why I flex though, flexing all this shit cause I done did it, I done came up, what the fuck you doing, you niggas still up on the same stuff, west side Atlanta where I'm from, born and raised, and you know I'm getting paid like them boy back in the day, get my hands real good like a handful of spade, and my nigga Young Coop, get that money, I feel your pain, nerd.
All of them.
All right, people, that was one nerd with money. Mr. Bankhead himself, you know. That's just how cool I am. I, you know, we play everybody. It sounds good. We got you. So with the topic of tonight, why men lie. We do have a caller on the line. I'm trying to see if this caller wants to chime in on why men lie. He said some men lie because they may I'm going to tell y'all the right way. Let me tell y'all exactly what he said. He said that they lie because sometimes men are never satisfied. So, men, some men are never satisfied. So, basically, that means that he want his cake and he want to eat it too, right? But that still don't give you no reason to lie. Like, if you want your, you know, yeah, I like you, I want to kick it with you, but I'm still dealing with old girl. These women so thirsty these days, they'll settle for anything. That's why I sit back and try to figure out, like, why be a lie? So here's the whole thing. When you lie to a person like me that got myself together, when you lie to me, that makes it just like, okay, yeah, ugh, I don't ever want to deal with you. I have friends. I have male friends. I'd rather be your friend and know that, you know, I can always, you know, chat with you. We can go out to eat. We can, you know, hit something up. I'd rather be that friend than to just really be like, oh, I can't stand him. He's so lame. You know, I don't want you to be that lame guy to me. Because when you be that lame guy, it's like, I'm never going to deal with you. Ever. So, I don't know. Like, I think it's always better to keep it real so you can have a friend that, you know, you can always chill with, communicate with, and you ain't got to be enemies. You know, I hold grudges. Like,
when you turn around and lie to me about what you did and how you did and when you did it and all that good stuff, you know, it gets you nowhere. Swear to God. So it is a lot of women that are like me. It's not enough of us because a lot of people feel like you have to settle. Man, listen, let me tell you something. There's an alternative to settling, and that alternative is called, you know, get you a booty call. They got swingers clubs. They got all kind of stuff. You know, you got, if you want a dude that you got to have sex with, then just go get you one that's available whenever you want to see them. Some women have multiple dudes because they want it every night. And guess what? The one ain't going to be available, so you just going to keep on running in circles until you get it done. Right? Some women do have that situation going on. I mean, I know a few of them. And I ask, like, okay, so you just juggle. And granted, I know women that have, say, sex, and they use rubbers with everybody. And they just have multiple people because they don't want the stress of trying to be with one situation that's going to lie and cheat. So why not do your thing, see who you see? Okay, granted, I get the analogy, right? You have some women that sit back and be like, oh, them hoes. Oh, they sluts. Oh, they this, they that. But, yeah, you sleeping with one man that's sleeping with everybody under the sun, doing you wrong, spending your money. So, you know, sometimes we have to look at our own situation to see what we in before we talk about somebody else. Me, I'm just not going to stand for it. So, ladies, you know, for ladies that's leaving the messages and, you know, that's talking about the situation, I hear you, boo-boo, I hear you. But let's not forget that you can't talk about one person when your situation probably is bad. Now, I ain't going to throw you under the bus because I've seen some comments from some people that I do know, and I know your situation. So your situation may be just as worse as this chick that's dealing with the man that's lying. So, you know, and we all ain't perfect because guess what? For me, sometimes I sit back and be like, okay, you know what? I'm sick of being single. I'm sick of being in the house by myself. I might as well just go downgrade and just get somebody just to come in here, right? And then I try it, right? I did try it. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna put it out there. I really did. And then that shit lasted for like 4 days. And then I was like, okay, you know what? I didn't move him in. I just was like, okay, those are the ones that's going to always try to be up under you, and they really don't want to go get no money. They feel like you're supposed to take care of them. They feel like you're supposed to do all this stuff right here. And it really be like, I don't care how good your hot sausage is. I don't care how good you look. At no point in my life am I going to sit down and take care of a grown ace man. No, I'm just not. So for me, keep it real with me. Let me deal with the situation how you deal with it. I'm not saying I'm going to be like, oh, screw you. You never know. Just keep it real and don't lie. That's all I'm saying. Then you got to tell another lie to combat that lie. And, you know, it's right there in front of you. You can call somebody's phone and then text them and be like, oh, you can't answer phone. Yeah, I can talk. Why you answer? Oh, because I was looking at the news. Really? The news. That's where we going? Y'all niggas. No, y'all be on it.
Money on the man on the low. Hold these bands, I'm about to go blow. We going in. Oh yeah, we going in. We going in. Got girls in the spot, track cars on the lot. Let the bottle show pop. That money, that guap. We going in. Oh yeah, we going in. We going in. Count this money, I'ma go and get more. Bring out the bottles and turn up some more. We going in. Oh yeah, we going in. We going in. Got girls in the spot, track cars on the lot. Let the bottle show pop. That money, that guap. We going in. Oh yeah, we going in. We going in. Chase money, man, you know I gotta grab that. Feel good when you know you can buy that. Your girl all on me, don't slack. Run up that middle like a halfback. Me guap, me cheese, that queso. Get champagne, but by the case low. Get banned so you know I'm gon' blow. Get banned so you know I'm gon' blow. We going in, cars rolling in. Make the money stretch, no rubber bands. All these chicks, they want the man. Got a full house, no Olsen twins. Check back, swipe card, gotta cash out. So many damn bottles, might pass out. And them haters get mad when you rock out. Got a kick in the door like a trap house. Turn up, got them screaming out YOLO. Niggas ain't making moves like photo. Zuni lights, so you know that's the logo. So I get flyer like a promo. Tryna get this money by the bolo. I'm a young OG like Loso. Slacked off, yeah, I can't go. So I'm going in if I say so.
Count this money on the man on the low. All these bands, I'm about to go blow. We going in. Oh yeah, we going in. We going in. Got girls in the spot, track cars on the lot. Let the bottle show pop. That money, that guap. We going in. Oh yeah, we going in. We going in. Count this money, I'ma go and get more. Bring out the bottles and turn up some more. We going in. Oh yeah, we going in. We going in. Got girls in the spot, track cars on the lot. Let the bottle show pop. That money, that guap. We going in. Oh yeah, we going in. We going in.
Gotta chase that check. Every day I flex. Pull up in the left. Just to see what's next. Everybody know me. I'm about to OD. Got credit, got checks, got cash, got guap, got money on me. Walking out the store, got hundreds on me. Pull up in a foreign, ain't stunning like me. Style so fresh, they ain't dumbing like me. Niggas ain't real, not loyal like me. Got chicks and y'all gon' go. Lights on, might put on the show. Drop down, let a twerk on the flow. Doing tricks that a man don't know. Turn up, got me on 10 right now. Going for the win right now. Might pull up in the Benz right now. This how we live right now. I be killing this shit, no coughing. I'm sick with it, no coughing. Every day, ain't stepping out proper. Multiply the math, no problem.
Count this money on the man on the low. All these bands, I'm about to go blow. We going in. Oh yeah, we going in. We going in. Got girls in the spot, track cars on the lot. Let the bottle show pop. That money, that guap. We going in. Oh yeah, we going in. We going in. Count this money, I'ma go and get more. Bring out the bottles and turn up some more. We going in. Oh yeah, we going in. We going in. Got girls in the spot, track cars on the lot. Let the bottle show pop. That money, that guap. We going in. Oh yeah, we going in. We
So we got 52 minutes in, so I don't know if he calling in the last 30 minutes. I don't know if he calling in at all. I have no idea. This wasn't one that I booked, but we just gonna wait because we do have 52 more minutes, and I like to keep the hope alive to the end. But we do have guests, I think, for the rest of this month, and we're working on next month. So if you want to be a guest on the show, please make sure you hit me up, inbox me on social media, or inquiries for the new lovely, for the new Miss Lovely Black at gmail.com. I've been in limbo. I've been in limbo with the website too. I've actually had somebody supposedly working on it, but I really need to just go ahead and do the couple. It's ready to be released right now. I want to put some stuff on it before I release it, and it's just really simple. I just really need to sit down and work on it. That's all. That's how simple it is, just to put something on here. But okay, I don't know, because he don't know what I'm saying. So as people are texting me while I'm on the air talking about the air, can you just call in instead of texting me? Can you do that? You can come and be on hold, like, you know, the other folks that are on hold right now listening in or whatever, and let that be. But stop texting me. That's what you could do. Thank you. So, oh, yeah, back to the conversation. So women are saying that – this is what I told y'all about these women. He said, women are taking up from men. Well, he don't really know how she going to take it, so he want a deal. And once he get comfortable, he bring it out, and that's just up to her to deal. So y'all accept this stuff like that now? Y'all done been done over so many times that y'all accepting the lies. That's the craziest thing ever. Y'all have been walked over so many times that y'all allowing these men to do what they want to do, and y'all making excuses. He ain't got to make up no excuse. You got the excuse ready for him. Ain't that a bitch? Listen, if a man tell you the truth when he comfortable with you, right, that means that he in a state where he feel like you're not going to walk away. That means that he played a game. That means that he lied still. That means that you can never in your life trust him. If he tell one lie and you give him the opportunity to correct it, and he, or even if you don't, if he just say, you know what, I'm going to come clean about something, and it's in the beginning. When I say the beginning, the first month of y'all kicking it, then and only then you can give him points. You can't give him points for somebody to my OMG. I just said stop texting me. You can't give this dude points for telling you the truth after he done got you hooked on a hot sausage. How you gonna do that? Like, come on, ladies, y'all got to do better than this. Y'all, I'm surprised at the stuff that I'm seeing, that I'm reading in reference to this. Y'all can't make excuses for these brothers. Like, make a man be a man, right? You giving this man every opportunity to be lame. You give this man every opportunity to make excuses. You give him every opportunity to combat what it is that he really need to be doing, like standing up, being a man, straight up. There's no such thing. If he gonna tell one lie, he'll tell another lie. That's gonna be the man that I marry. The man that I marry is gonna be the man that don't lie to me not once. I don't give a freak what it is. He's not gonna lie not once. He's not gonna flip. He's not gonna be in a story. He's not going to lie. Some men start off by like not lying, and then they turn into liars because they wanna have a certain image because they done messed up so much. That my baby daddy. He was like that. He didn't lie at the beginning. He was always telling what. Well, okay. I thought he was always telling the truth. But in the end, he started lying a lot because he was getting caught up in so much stuff. And I think that he was just trying to save or whatever he could. But, you know, like I can't stand a liar myself. So, I don't know. Let's see. We got a caller on the line. Let's see who this says. Real talk with the new Miss Lovely. Back, who's on the line? Are you calling in to listen or did you have a question? Okay, well, I think they got a question. So I'm going to put them back on hold because they didn't say nothing. But you can't just let a man bamboozle you, boo-boo. You have to make a man stand up. And guess what? He may not like it in the beginning, but in the end, he will accept it and respect you, right? So a man don't have to be on my level, right? I'm not saying that this man got to be making X amount of dollars a year, whatever. He do got to have a car. Like, that's a deal breaker for me. But, like, he has to have business about himself. And when a person has business about themselves, when a person is, like, really on their A1 self, then, and he's genuinely ready to settle down, he's going to tell you everything that's real about him and then go from there. So I'm an old school chick. I'll tell a person my story fast because it's something that you can learn. I'm going to tell you. Some men look and be like, okay. And then you want to judge me, right? But you judging me while, yeah, I'm still over here doing me, and you blowing me up, but you got judgment. look, we got to stop judging each other and start being real with each other, right? We got to be down for each other. Ladies, you got to rock with these men and hold them accountable. Fellas, you got to rock with these women. Hold them accountable, right? You can't discount every woman that you come across and think that she is just like the last one that you had, especially a woman like myself. You know, the one thing that I get a lot is, you know, you bought your shit, you know what you want. And guess what? I hear that more than enough. So guess what? I know that my point is getting made. I am about my business. I do not play games. I definitely do not play games. I definitely want you to know that I know what I want, right? When you come to a woman like me, I am there. I'm together. So I know you may see these women that be like, oh, yeah, I'm together. I got my own crib. And by the time you see them, well, you know, we had a fire like 2 hours ago, so I had to move out. And now I'm over here with my mama. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I got a car. And then, you know, she riding. You like, shit, my bitch got old. You know, 2014 through 2015, and she got that bitch for a whole month, and you swear she on, and guess what? It was a rental. You know what I'm saying? She working on Backpage or what's the hot site now, whatever, and, you know, or she doing hair, or, you know, she just working in the club, so she got rentals all the time. Like, I get it. I swear to God, I get it. I get it that people don't equate to what it is, but stop listening to what she's saying and start paying attention. When you start, and the same thing for ladies, stop listening to what the other one is saying and start paying attention. When you pay attention, guess what? Is she calling your phone all the time? Fellas, if you got a girl and you don't like her calling your phone all the time, then you weak as hell. You weaker than a motherfucker, because at the end of the day, for you to know that she wants you, she going to be calling you. She going to be texting you. She going to ask you to come spend the night every night or 4 or 5 times a week. You know, if she don't want you there every night, at least majority of the week, she going to say come spend the night because she wants that hot sausage, right? What is she doing? You know what I'm saying? She's sub-tweeting you. You know, she get on my nerves. He'll be answering this phone. And you know she's talking about you because you watching her damn social media account as she just called your damn phone. You know what I'm saying? When she doing the most, right? Ladies, when he don't want to put you on his page, when he come with the lamest line ever, let's take it slow. I ain't jumping into nothing. So you mean to tell me that you will not, as a man, as a king, to a relationship with somebody and try to build, but yet you will try to jump in the bed and try to jump in some pussy without a rubber on. So you will put your life at risk before you put your time at risk. But they lie. Y'all got to stop believing what these fellas talking about. He lying. He got somebody at home. Like, if he can sit and say, honestly, okay, well, you know what? I don't want to put myself in a situation for a relationship, but he can sleep with you and he can raw dog you, or he can sleep with you and let you, even if he put a rubber on his T-worm and then you put your mouth on his thing without a rubber, come on. You're exposing yourself to whatever life has to bring, but yet you don't want to be in a relationship. What the fuck they do that at? Is that me? Or y'all women don't even think like that? Y'all not that logical. like, I don't know. That's where my mind be at. I think, like, what does this person have to hide? What is this person doing, right? And so I'm calling these things out to y'all, ladies, so y'all can understand. In order to love somebody, you got to learn how to love yourself. And if you don't love yourself and you can't be by yourself, then how can you go be with somebody else? I've been by myself for a minute, right? After my last situation, I said to myself and said, okay, let me figure this shit out. Let me get myself right. Let me see what I can do. And therefore, I bury myself in my work so I don't have to deal with the madness. So I'm not sitting here getting attached to somebody that I know is outright telling me a lie, right? I'm sitting here right now. It's 10:20. You know what I'm saying? Solo, because I'm talking to y'all. But even if, you know, somebody was here, I'd be like, you know, boo here, whatever the case may be. I don't have that situation going on because guess what? Fuck with me, they're going to be in my house by this time of night. I ain't dealing with nobody that's coming in my house 11, 12 o'clock at night. Just not doing it. That's not who I am, right? You got to respect me. I have children, so he also have to lead by example to my children. Like, ladies, what are y'all asking for? Like, you put your kids in certain situations that
they get exposed to, and then when they grow up doing the same thing, you talking about, oh, you ain't coming in my house at 11, 12 o'clock at night, but yet the man that you smash, you coming in the house all time of night, but you said because he grown. You have to lead by example with your children. You have to lead by example with the man that you're supposed to be with. I'm just giving y'all these tips because y'all seem to be real goddamn lost these days. And if you can't find nobody that can do all of that, then you need to be by yourself. It's a hurtful feeling. Trust me, I know. Sometimes I sit back and I get so frustrated because I just can't find not one person to keep it 100. I can't find not one person that's going to really do the right thing by me because I know what I want, right? And I get frustrated. But I just keep trying. I mean, shit, go get on a date site, speed date, whatever. Fellas get mad because you speed date. Fellas get mad because you really not attentive to them. But that's just what it is. Like, you have to go on dates and you have to, you know, do what you do until that person pay attention to you. Until that person pays attention. You know what I'm saying? Till he pop up when y'all got that good chemistry and he like, look, I'm moving in. I'm fucking with you. You fucking with me. Let's sit down and come to an agreement about what's going on. I don't know. That's the way I see it, but you know, I'm not them. I'm me. And apparently y'all need to get on something other than what y'all on.
She says she want the money now. That's why she call me honey now. My baby like the money now. That's why she call me honey now. Oh, I call her Diana. She dey make me go gaga. My baby is fine. She dey make me go gaga. I call her Diana. She dey make me go gaga. My baby is fine. She dey make me go gaga. Baby, like he money now.
Trying to throw a little reggae in there. That was actually one of the first artists that sent me their music when I first got my show on Listen to My Radio. That artist was like one of the very first ones that sent their music to be played, and I still rock with it because, you know, that's the only reggae I have, and no, I don't want everybody to send me a bunch of reggae, but that's decent. I do have another artist that I actually, he sent me some music last Sunday, and I haven't put up on here. I got to put his music up here and also bring him in on the show. I think he called in. I think that may be him listening in as well. But I got you, and I know I need to touch bases with you to bring you on the show as well. But I'm over here in awe. I'm in an inbox conversation with this young lady, I'm going to call it. Call him a young lady. I'm in an inbox conversation, and she is just like going in, right? And here's the funny thing is that you have to understand the definition of insane and the definition of stupid, right? So, not that I'm calling anybody insane or anybody stupid. Let's start there. I'm just saying. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Stupid is knowing the difference, seeing the difference, but believe knowing one thing, seeing and seeing it, but believing something else. Okay, so this lady is inboxing me saying that, you know, it's okay to get with a brother that don't have his life together. Granted, I agree to that, right? I already told y'all that. It's okay to be with a brother that don't have his life together. He can have downfalls. And I said, okay, so, you know, she said her and her boyfriend been together for 5 years. And when she first met him, you know, he was on the low end. And, you know, she still got with him. You know, she in the medical field. She doing her thing. Hey, salute, you know, a black woman on the rise, you know. And then she goes on to say that he has had rough times in his life, and she gets that, so you can't discount him. And so I said, out of 5 years, you know, he was down bad when you first met him. I get it. So where he work at now? She said, nowhere. I said, okay, so, you know, how long he been out of work? She said, 2 years. I said, okay, so, well, how long was he working? I mean, if he didn't have a job when you met him, and y'all been together 5, and then he ain't been working for the last 2. And she said, well, he keep odd jobs for a couple months here and there. And I said, well, see, there you go. So you got to always worry about those kind that, you know, a woman feel like, you know what, I can deal with him. He a grown-ass man. There's no way that he should not have an income. Let's just start in, that's a boy, okay? You done adopted another child. You need to claim him on your goddamn income tax. Bitch, you need to motherfucker give him his own room and put motherfucking Spider-Man goddamn fat heads on the wall and give him Spider-Man sheets, because that's a fucking boy. Listen, a grown man should always have an income. And if he do not have an income, he's not a grown man. Y'all need to stop giving these boys grown men titles. Y'all need to stop letting these boys think that they're grown men, because guess what? As long as y'all keep doing it, he going to feel like it's okay. Now, I don't know how this became a male bashing point, but since y'all taking it there, I'm not talking about all men. You got some real men out here that's got here getting their cake, getting it, doing what they do. They being daddy. How you going to call a grown-ass man that don't have no job that you've been taking care of for pretty much 5 years daddy? Bitch, that ain't your daddy. Mm-mm. Who the fuck is he a daddy of? Air? The only thing you birthing is air? Only thing you taking care of is air, nigga? Like, come on, man. Like, y'all kill me. So, needless to say, you know, I can't tell you what category she fall under, the insanity or stupid, because I don't call people names. But all I say is, you know the definitions of certain things in life, and maybe you can change your ways. That's all I'm saying. But for real, women, right? We're not going to do this to men all night. Women, same thing with you. Come on, boo-boo. You're a woman. Granted, I'm old school. I feel like a man should do certain things. Now, I don't need a man for nothing. And they'll roll the thin line. So I'm not coming in. He's not coming in the door, and I'm like, okay, I need you to do this, this, this. Yeah, I want things, but I don't need nothing because I got my own. And so with that being said, it's like y'all can't be around here when a brother doing something and he being nice to help you out and you running him through the mud. You know what I'm saying? You making it bad for the next woman that come along that could possibly be about something. You need to be about your business because as a woman, as a queen, you supposed to have a job, right? You supposed to be able to have your own stuff taken care of. You supposed to keep your feet done. You supposed to keep your hair, you know, hair done, a wig on or something. You know what I'm saying? You got to have your own stuff together because as a grown woman, you supposed to be independent. If you sitting back waiting on a man to give you anything in life, there's something wrong with you, boo-boo. Those days are long gone. Now, when that man come along, any man that wants to see you happy, he going to want to see you at least work. Even if you keep your money in your pocket, he wants you to go to work because he wants you to do something for yourself. I mean, what man want a woman that's going to sit at home all day and not do nothing while he out here busting his butt doing everything that he do? Right, he going to take care of you. He going to look out for you. But guess what? He going to be cheating. He ain't going to take you serious. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all have to really, really keep in mind the outcome of what it is that you're doing. As a grown individual, there should be not one grown individual that's not working to take care of themselves because guess what? When you got 18, it was time. And most of us, before we got 18, it was time. We had to do what we had to do. So I think, you know, ladies, you can't put it all on men. Yeah, she right, because y'all down bad too. And so here's the thing. When I got on, the more successful I have become in life, the more it seems like I attract leeches or liars or bums. You know what I'm saying? And when I wasn't doing anything and I was just sitting around living, you know, like a regular individual, which I live like a regular individual now. Let me not say that. But, like, when I ain't have nothing, when I ain't have no good job, when I didn't have all of these things in my life, I was getting men that had that check, right? So it seems like men that really have a check, they want somebody that they can take care of. They want to be that provider. Bro, you can still provide to me. I will politely, I will gladly keep my money in my pocket. I will not contest you. You can still be daddy. You can drive the ship, do whatever you want to do. But I need to go get my own check because I can't be around here talking about, yeah, he got me, and not doing nothing. Like, that's just not me. That's not me. That's not who I am. But I ain't gonna tell you that you can't look out now. Don't ever think that. Don't ever think that you can't deal with me because I'm an alpha female and I got my own everything. Saying, that's all I'm saying.
Can't believe y'all got me at a country bar.
Spit it. 17 excuses not to chance it. Plus, I just watched the last cat that asked if Shorty wanted to dance. Get his pride merged so politely. Lame advances. Hopeful onlookers get the armor, but they hands split. This ain't her first rodeo. Not trying to be tied down, but she know the ropes. Got a sick little walk, no polio. Double D's and the brother need a double dose. Thirsty, I'm not. Intrigued, I am. Perfect how the jeans hugging her gams. Probably why she got a train of clowns tugging her hand. First world pretty girl problems. Perils of the beautifully made. Light skin her whole life. Your fault for throwing shade. Cause all she wanna do is do-si-do when her songs play. But the low rise got her thong displayed. So brothers be taking liberties. Coming at her the wrongest ways. Not a saint. Tats like body paint. Class of her own like classes at home. No surprise. Never let you go. No goodbyes. When really I just wanna know your thighs. Vodka on the rocks. Lost sight of the lighthouse. Still trying to make me rehab. Ripped to Winehouse. Looking in her eyes, nothing to hide. Step outside and let me see you ride, cow girl.
Body language. different night, identical venue. Drink specials and the wings ain't bad. I continue showing up, lifting and lowering cup, talking life over with a pretty stranger who showed enough cleavage that I believed it might have been a Decepticon emblem tatted on her lower back over crack. Smell something fishy, automatic, throw it back. You ain't gotta be a dope boy or rat to know a trap. I'm just here to admire the faded denim, cut off right below the cheeks and they painted in them. Paired with the brown ass kickers, I pay attention, and I don't see a southern girl here that ain't a thick one. Look at them line dance, look at the flannel shirts tied high, showing the fun bags like ta-da. If she ain't ashamed, why should I be? Just a fly on the wall of the cat house lobby. Walking quick by me, so I'm catching whiffs like swinging the mist, smelling like Abercrombie and Fitch. Like reassurance, something extra on the swing in the hips. Raspberry lips, just the right amount of care. Flip right before she raised a brown bottle in the air. With the two or three other fine specimens she's there with, I raise a silver bullet in your view and take it to the head like I can't live without you. Just cut it right.
Nothing on my mind but your waistline. Go ahead and let me see you ride, cowgirl.
I'm falling in love, man.
Caught men going to this bar with a mechanical pulling stick. They done lost their mind. But it was worth it, though. I met something nice up in there. Asked her if she missed me, even though we just met. But I'm a Yankees fan, sipping on that what's next. Approach her, she bucking on that soju. Korean mama, German daddy, call her World War II. Why? Cause it has the time, and it infuriates me. Reckless on the dance floor when you drop it. Boom. About to spit that karaoke. Ask her if she cares to know me. Said the bars was hot, and then she smirked. Oh, me. Here we go, according to plan. Getting big so she can make some noise, accordion man. Second hand post party, she's still in the company. We grab a slice of drunken pizza, swap numbers, and nice to meet you. Walk away and then I feel it jump on my back. She said, we'll finish up the bottle and grab breakfast after that. We still my beating heart, scared to open my eyes. We'll finish up the combo, then we'll find out just how you ride cowgirl.
I'm falling in love, eh? So beautiful. Got me in the zone, body language is musical.
Nothing on my mind but your waistline. Go ahead and let me see you ride, cowgirl.
I fall in love, eh? So beautiful. Got me in the zone, body language is musical.
Saddle up, this is our world. And let me see you ride, cowgirl.
Hey, yo, yo, chill, chill, I got this one.
Chill, I got this
one. Hey, we just notching off the checklist at this point. I mean, what else do you want to hear? Like, really? We got everything but gun sound effects with a true connoisseur. Real music. Another super set headed your way. How rude of me not to introduce myself until now. You've of course been locking with the infallible Will Spitwell and none other than the squad. It was www.ill-it.com on the web. At Will_Spitwell on Twitter. And please, please stay tuned because we have so much more to come. He never lies. Shout out to Kimbra, Chris P, Speak Easy, The Young Observed, Ill Paradise, Fantas, and the whole rest of the Ill Lit family. Ill Lit, baby. Let's go.
That was Will Spitwell. That was Will Spitwell. I like that new song too. That was you know, he's from up north, so that's how we doing that. So definitely, we had a great show. I guess our guest was a no-show for tonight, but we got to talk about a lot of good things tonight, which is kind of, you know, it was good. I can't complain about life and everything that comes about when it comes to that. All I want is people to wake up and stop being so naive. Stop being so naive. Hold people accountable. You know, for me, accountability is everything. I'm big on holding people accountable for, you know, their shortfalls, because that's the only way you will grow, if you hold a person accountable for them. I appreciate the advice that this is here tonight. And I'm going to go to a comment. Tonight went by pretty dang fast. I must say, like, I was expecting it to drag, but I guess I was caught all up in this conversation about, you know, real people and X, Y, and Z. I guess I was caught up in this conversation, which is really good because somebody had to speak on it. And, you know, I'm known for speaking the truth and speaking my mind and talking about what I need to talk about. And unfortunately, that's just what it is. So if I can help just one, if I can just help one, I'll be okay. That's the same thing I said with the book. If I can help just one get on point and realize we have to change the cycle, because guess what? If enough people stop settling for less, then guess what? People won't have a choice but to change and do the right thing. And so I think it's important to push change and have people doing what they're supposed to do. So I'm looking at a comment here. Oh, these people. I'm looking at a comment here where I told y'all the definition of insanity and stupid. And so this lady said that if a man lies to her about his situation, then that means he loves her. You know, everybody has their own, everybody has their own opinion in life. And I guess that's what makes us different. And and, you know, we have our own mind. So, you know, I don't know. Sometimes it's best to not even go back and forth. You know, sometimes it's just best to let it be. So, you know, just keep in mind, if you lie to me, I don't think you love me. I don't think you care for me. I think you're just a liar, right? Because if you love me, you care for me, you'll tell me the truth. I love you enough to tell you the truth, baby. I love you enough to not want to hurt you. So, I mean, you know, I guess that's the cup half full or the cup half empty. That was like, wow, I was just reading that and it just came through and I was like, are you kidding me right now? But maybe she's not, and maybe that's just how she is, and so there's nothing that you can take away from a person that feels that way. Nothing that I will take away from you, boo-boo. And if you feel like he loves you and that's why he lied and that's why he lied, then okay. I don't know how he's going to love you off top, but some people feel like we just met, so why put you in the business? And you still need to put in your business, and you still need to keep it 100 as well. Give a person an option to decide. Give a person an option to decide if they want to deal with you. Don't force a person into dealing with you under false pretenses. That's the same thing as a woman having a pee worm herself, and that's her business, and she don't tell you off top because that's her business. And then when y'all get ready to have sex, you realize it. You're going to be hurt and ready to fight. Well, not in Atlanta, but, you know, in FY, you're going to be hurt and ready to fight and do all of the above because she didn't tell you she had a pee worm. That's the same way that we think when it comes down to stupid stuff like this. You're supposed to always give a person the option to make up their mind. I've heard all kind of stupid stuff. So. But, yeah, that's the show for tonight. I'm going to cut the show here. Because we've actually did a great show, and I'm throwing away. Y'all can stop inboxing me and messaging me now about this, because Kyle, y'all just dumb as hell with this stupid ass shit y'all texting me. So, anywho, I had a great time. We have, let me tell y'all who we have on the show. The next one I booked, so I know, you know, when I book the shows, it is what it is. For our next show, we have Miami Sparks. We have Miami Sparks going to be on for the next show. He actually has a number one song. He's an awesome writer. He ghostwrites. He does a lot of different things. I've been knowing my boy for a very long time. And, you know, I'm happy to have him on the show. Sparks something, Mr. Sparks something. He'll be here, so thank you very much for tuning in tonight. Make sure you follow me on social medias and hit me up if you would like to come on to the show. Have a great night. We out.